Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. For the next 15 minutes, we will try to drive dull care away with music, laughter, and song. On this transcribed program, your happy host is Frank Crummett, star of radio and stage with his Broadway band. And again, we have with us our special guests, Milton Douglas and Priscilla. They speak for themselves and how. And to take care of the Department of Sweet Singing, we have dainty Jean O'Neill. It is unnecessary for me to sing her praises. She'll attend to the singing. But here comes that presiding genius of our happy little group of co-workers. Look at that man. Big smile, shoulders back, fire in his eye, a spring in his step. He sure is raring to go.
Well, Don Lowe, you make me feel as though I were driving a fire engine right up Fifth Avenue. You just sit right down now and think up some nice things to say about Alka-Seltzer whilst I put on my specs and see what happens first. Dear, 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 the print looks kind of blurred. Oh, gee, no wonder I forgot to take the specs out of the case. Ah, here we are, La Cucaracha. Now, come, come, my gay band of Broadway caballeros. Waft me away to those tropical shores with your magical melodies. In other words, suck it. Gracias, mi buen campaneros. Very good. Now, good friends, it is my pleasure to present for your pleasure that Broadway eyeful, sweet, cute little Jean O'Neill. She swallowed a thrush when she was a wee child, and it's stuck in her throat ever since. Come hither, Jeannie. What are you going to sing?
I'd love to play a love scene opposite you.
Oh, shh, please, not so loud. You know Julia. You know us Crummets are cautious. Remember the old cautious Crummets? That's me. Boys, follow the stick, if you please. Jeannie, burst forth.
Love to play a little love scene opposite you. I'd make it oh so realistic opposite you. At first I'd look in your eyes and tell a few little lies, the kind that lovers love to improvise. And then I'd feel your hand in mine, dear, trembling with bliss. That's just about the time I'd kiss you, something like this. And maybe some morning after a sweet honeymoon for two, you'll see me at the breakfast table opposite you.
Jeannie. Oh, say, I hear you're engaged to that piano player of mine. Tell me, how is he as a beau?
Well, to give you a faint idea, last night we were walking down Fifth Avenue, and I maneuvered him up in front of a candy store.
Yeah.
And I said, doesn't that candy look good? And he said, yes, let's stand here a while and look at it.
Oh, well, Jeannie, if I were you, I'd switch to a piccolo player. They've got more scent, see? And in the meantime, don't you go away. And speaking of sense, Don Lowe, have you thought up those nice things about Alka-Seltzer?
I didn't have to think them up, Frank, because it's a known fact that life in this day and age is rather hectic, to say the least. The hustle and bustle of modern living, the nervous strain and constant tension, hurried, unbalanced meals, the late hours and loss of sleep, not to mention occasional overindulgence of one sort or another. Why, it's no wonder that we have to help nature once in a while to straighten us out. It's no wonder that we suffer from time to time with hyperacidity. But fortunately, there's Alka-Seltzer to come to your rescue and help bring quick relief from those everyday aches and pains which result from the way we live. Yes, sir, a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer brings relief in two ways, because in addition to relieving the actual pain and discomfort, it also helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with hyperacidity. No wonder these modern alkalizing tablets are used by more people than any other product of its kind on the market. Try them yourself the next time you want quick relief from a headache, an upset stomach, distress after meals, acid indigestion, or that miserable morning after feeling. They're available at all drugstores. Remember, friends, the modern way to get quick relief from modern aches and pains is to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Really, I'm actually proud of you, Don Lowe, truthfully. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the angry
Why
deep.
This nautical burst of melody, Frank?
Oh, well, because I'm just getting warmed up for my next song, Don, Steamboat Bill. Oh, what a sailor he was. I remember one time he was broke, and he asked me for some dough, and I asked him what he did with his wages. He said, well, Frank, part went for wine, and part of it I spent on girls, and the rest I spent foolishly. come on, gang, grab an oar, and let's row out and see Steamboat Bill. Oh, down the Mississippi steamed a Whippo Will, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on a strict QT to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Feed up your fires, let the old smoke roll, and burn up your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat the record, Billy told the mate, send my mailer Carapita to the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, gonna beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Then up stepped a gambling man from Louisville, tried to get a bet against the whippoorwill. Something awful happened while they were standing there. The boiler, it exploded, blew them up in the air. The gambler said to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck in neck. Bill said to the gambler, tell you what I'll do, I'll bet another thousand I go higher than you.
Oh, Steamboat Bill.
He tore up the Mississippi,
Steamboat Bill,
and the tide had made him swear.
Steamboat Bill
tore up the Mississippi, the explosion of the boiler got him up in the air.
Steamboat Bill,
he's missing on the Mississippi,
Steamboat Bill,
and he's with an angel band.
Steamboat Bill,
he's missing on the Mississippi, he's pilot off a ferry on the promised land. Thanks, gang. And now, good friends, I'm going to shut up shop for just a while, because here comes Milton Douglas and Priscilla. Welcome, good friends.
Thank you, Frank, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you tell the truth? It's a pleasure to be any place.
You know, Priscilla, I can speak French, German, Italian, and Spanish, but there's one tongue I can't master.
What's that, Mill?
Yours.
Now, aren't you sorry?
Sorry for what?
For making people cry.
Who's making people cry?
Well, they aren't laughing.
Listen, are there any more at home like you?
Oh, sure. I've got three brothers.
Three brothers?
Mm-hmm. I've got one brother who lives in the country, and he's just itching to come to the city.
Uh-huh.
And I got another brother who lives in the city, and he's just itching to go to the country.
You've only mentioned two brothers. What happens with the third one?
Oh, he's a bum. He's just itching.
Well, we'll scratch him out. What else do you do besides annoy people, Priscilla? I say, what else do you do besides annoy people?
I'm an importer.
Oh, an importer.
Yeah, I bring bullfrogs from England to the United States in a day and a half.
In a day and a half?
Uh-huh.
What's the rush?
I want to get them over here before they croak.
You know, Priscilla, you have the brain of a two-year-old kid, and I'll bet the kid was glad to get rid of it.
Well, you know, I make most of my money in dipping, though.
Dipping?
Uh-huh. I dip sparrows in peroxide and sell them for canaries.
Mm.
I also do a little crossing on the side.
Oh, you're a crosser, too?
Uh-huh.
A dipper and a crosser.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm being dipper-crossed here. What is this crossing business of yours?
Well, I cross homing pigeons with talking parrots.
So?
So, if the pigeon gets lost, he can ask his way home.
Well, not to change the subject, honey, but how about giving me a little kiss?
If you kiss me, I'll scream at the bottom of my voice.
At the bottom of your voice?
Well, I'm hoarse from last night. Anyway, you know, kissing breeds germs.
Well, don't worry about that, honey. The way I kiss, I kill germs.
Yeah?
How about giving me a little kiss, huh? Come on, how about a little kiss? What do you say? What's the matter, you deaf?
What's the matter, you paralyzed?
Hit me again, I can still hear her. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your pleasure, we hope, a little playlet. The scene opens in a very smart drugstore. I'm seated at the table ordering.
Here's your chocolate soda.
Thank you, waitress.
I'll thank you for the money.
Why, I'm Milton Douglas.
That's why I want the money.
All right, here's your money.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you only gave me a dime for the chocolate soda. We charge a quarter for a chocolate soda here.
Now listen, my dear young lady, I never pay more than 10 cents for a chocolate soda.
Just a minute. Oh, Mr. Manager, I want you to meet Mr. Douglas.
Why?
You see, Mr. Douglas? You see, we have to charge 25 cents for a chocolate soda because this is a very high-class drugstore. You see that picture over there?
Yes.
That cost $25,000.
Is that so?
Sure, and you see the one over there? That's a Rembrandt. That cost $75,000.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. And this picture cost $100,000. So you see, of course, we have to charge 25 cents for a soda.
Oh, yes, I can see that now. You charge extra for the pictures.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, here's the extra 15 cents. 24 hours have elapsed, the same scene, the same time, the same character. Waitress, I'd like to have a chocolate soda if I don't have to meet the manager.
Okay, here's your soda.
Well, here's your dime.
Dime?
Yes, I saw the pictures yesterday.
Say, kids, now, that was a very fine interlude. Now, you stick around and you can join me in listening to our very own Gene O'Neill singing... What's it going to be, Gene, huh?
You're an angel.
Yeah, so duty tells me. Now, boys, just you watch this angel flap his wings and keep in tempo if I'm not too inquisitive.
You're an angel, you're so understanding. Think of heaven handing me a dream like you. You're an angel, you're an inspiration. What a combination, you're a sweetheart too. Makes no difference where I look, you're all I see. Closest pages in a book, that's how we'll be. For when you taught me what my heart was made for, I got what I prayed for. You're an angel, dear.
I'd like to put a word in right here to every mother and every family, just to remind them that it's always wise to keep a supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home, especially at this season of the year. You'll find Alka-Seltzer to be mighty effective when someone in your family wants prompt, pleasant relief from everyday aches and pains. And here's the reason. When you dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water, it bubbles up and makes a sparkling, alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. You drink it, and it brings relief in two ways. First, it quickly relieves your pain and discomfort. Then, it also helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer tablets in 30 and 60-cent size packages, but let us suggest that you get the 60-cent size because it contains three times as many tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much.
Well, goodbye, Gene O'Neill and Milton Douglas and Priscilla. See you soon again.
Oh, we can't see you soon. We're going to take a trip around the world.
Don't believe it, Frank. I can't go.
Why not?
Well, I always get dizzy when I travel in circles.
Well, I'll see you on a merry-go-round sometime, Milt. And good friends, we'll be back again real soon right in your home. So don't forget, this is Frank Crummett expecting you to keep looking for us. Goodbye.